We'll now cover some of the other coronavirus-related stories. It was announced on Thursday the 19th of March that all schools will close. Pubs and restaurants are coming up with ways to cope, but all sorts of organisations and activities are closing down. The food banks are struggling and special measures are being introduced to help domestic abuse victims. But there is some good news. Norfolk distilleries are gearing up to produce hand sanitisers, and a Norwich company could be at the forefront of coronavirus diagnosis as it works to develop a home test kit. Schools across the UK are to close to all pupils except those of key workers, as Boris Johnson urged the public to continue heeding health advice to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Mr. Johnson said schools in England would close their gates on Friday until further notice, but he urged parents not to leave children in the care of grandparents or older relatives who were at a higher risk of becoming seriously ill with coronavirus. He said meals and vouchers would be provided for pupils who currently received free school lunches, but said exams will not take place as planned in May and June. To date, 104 people have died after testing positive for coronavirus in the UK. There are still 9 confirmed cases in Norfolk, but no deaths. Chris Snudden, Director for Education and Learning at Norfolk County Council, responded to the announcement, saying, "The closure of schools does not mean the end of children's education. The expectation is that schools continue to set work for children and to teach their pupils remotely as much as they possibly can. The ask from the government is that schools stay open to support childcare for key workers. That's those in the health service, the emergency services, or others that play a key role in supporting vital services in these difficult times. We know that Norfolk schools and their dedicated teachers will rise to this challenge, and we're here to help and support in whatever way we can." Sarah Shiras, the joint chair of Educate Norfolk, said, "We've been preparing for potential closure. Alongside a range of agencies to make sure that children continue to get access to education and support. Schools have their own individual plans, which they'll be sharing with parents over the coming days." Norwich's restaurants and cafes have launched a defiant fight back against the impact of coronavirus, including new ways to get food and drink to customers. At Harry's in Chapelfield Gardens, the owners Andre and Annie Cerise have closed. But to keep business going, they have launched a local delivery service starting in the next few days. So, if you fancy a burger and fries meal while in self-isolation, you can get it delivered to your door if you live nearby. At Biddy's Tea Room, with an outlet in Norwich Lanes and also in Aylsham, the owner, Charlie Buchan, is remaining open, but has created a new online business offering a postal service of their chocolate brownies. "Hopefully this will help get cakes out to those who can't get to us this time," said Ms. Buchan. She has implemented other measures to keep open, such as accepting card payments only and seating customers on every other table. Meanwhile, a group of Timber Hill businesses have come together to donate a gift, with a lucky winner to be picked out on social media. Deb Dominic of Hairsmiths, who started the initiative, said it was to lift spirits. The Norfolk and Norwich Festival, which was set to take place this May across 17 days, has been cancelled amid the coronavirus outbreak. The event was due to run from May the 8th to the 24th, and sees over 85,000 people visiting theatres, venues and galleries around the city and across Norfolk each year, with a wide programme of free and ticketed events. The organisers have decided to cancel the event following the government's latest advice against public gatherings on Monday to protect the safety of audiences, artists and staff. Daniel Brine, the Norfolk and Norwich Festival Artistic Director and Chief Executive, said, "It is with great sadness and disappointment that we won't proceed with this year's Norfolk and Norwich Festival. We have listened to advice from the government and consulted with stakeholders, partners, colleagues and staff before taking this deeply regrettable but inevitable decision. We wholeheartedly thank all staff, artists and volunteers for the hard work already put into this year's festival. Councils are wrestling with how to hold meetings during concerns over coronavirus, with some cancelling and others looking at creating virtual meetings. A number of councillors are in the age group of 70 plus and or have underlying health conditions. Among those people, the government has advised to self-isolate. Norfolk County Council has cancelled next week's full council meeting at County Hall. Tuesday's scrutiny committee meeting didn't go ahead, and it is understood that others will follow suit. However, it is understood that County Hall is looking at ways through which meetings could take place, including whether they can be done over the internet. The council leader, Andrew Proctor, said it was the right decision to cancel full council. He said, "I think we're talking about exceptional circumstances with the advice which has been given by the government." Norwich City Council's full council meeting on Tuesday night went ahead with a handful of councillors present, and it was scaled down to only essential business as a response to the situation. The council said all future meetings would be considered on a case-by-case basis, with regulatory functions such as planning and licensing still due to continue. South Norfolk and Broadland Council are going ahead with enough councillors to make them quorate, meaning there are enough people in attendance for decisions to be made. Museums and galleries across Norfolk have begun to close amid concerns over the coronavirus. Strangers Hall and the Museum of Norwich at the Bridewell have announced they'll be closed until further notice. The Sainsbury Centre at the University of East Anglia has also been closed. A tweet from the centre, which has been hosting its Art Deco by the Sea exhibition, stated, "We are following government guidelines and will keep you informed via social media and our website. All tickets will be honoured or refunded." Our cupboards are bare, and I know we're not the only ones. We're all suffering. This is the concern about the impact of coronavirus on donations and distribution at food banks across the county. At Waveney Food Bank, donations have dropped by 50 to 60% compared to last month, and over 40% of the volunteers are in the at-risk categories from the virus. Matt Skade from Harleston is the food bank's project manager and said if it continues, the food bank will have to shut by the end of May. "The food is going to run out, and if we haven't got enough volunteers, we won't be able to distribute food," Mr. Skade said. "We're just taking each day as it comes and trying to carry on with business as normal. But I hope people will stop panic buying, as if there's no food in the supermarket, it will be impossible to donate to food banks and to those who desperately need it. The situation is becoming beyond a joke." Anna Price has worked in leadership at the St. Mary Magdalene Church in Galston, which hosts a food bank, for 2 years. Over the weekend, they launched a service where people who need to self-isolate and don't have the ability to get food or funds will receive a 7-day food supply. Mrs. Price said, "It kicked off straight away this morning and it shocked me. I went immediately out to deliver food to a family with 2 small children, one aged 3 and the other aged 12 weeks, who needed to self-isolate. If I hadn't come with donations, the children wouldn't have eaten lunch today." Hannah Worsley, the project manager at Norwich Food Bank, warned coronavirus created the conditions for a perfect storm. Ms. Worsley said, "We have noticed that stock levels have started to diminish, but demand could well grow up amid the virus outbreak, and vulnerable and people in need will struggle even more to get supplies they vitally need. I advise people to not look at stock messages and to see at what each food bank centre needs in terms of supplies, and this information will be available on their websites. At the moment, for example, we're more in need of milk and fruit juice than pasta." Domestic abuse victims are being encouraged to seek help through social media, loved ones, and charities, as measures to prevent coronavirus spread are increased. The founder of Norwich-based community group Dawn's New Horizon, which offers counselling, advice and emergency food and shelter to domestic abuse victims across Norfolk, has spoken out amid stark concerns that more victims will be at risk due to social isolation. Lorraine Saunders, a former domestic abuse victim, said, "It's a very worrying time at the moment. It's clear the virus will have an impact on vulnerable people." She urged people who were in abusive relationships to seek help and to stay with loved ones where possible. But if they were not able to do that, they should call domestic abuse support services, access help online and through social media, or call 999 if they're in danger. Mrs. Saunders, who set up the Dawn's New Horizon charity shop and drop-in advice centre in Sproston 8 years ago, added, "I'm hoping that neighbours can listen out for things. If you do hear anything that's concerning, they should call the police." A former domestic abuse survivor from Norwich said, "The coronavirus outbreak is going to cause a lot more pressure, upset and concern for people who are potential victims. If people are self-isolating, they're going to be trapped with their perpetrator." She encouraged people to reach out to charities, friends and family and use social media and added, "Don't give up, seek help." Mandy Proctor, the chief executive of Leeway, Domestic Violence and Abuse Services, said, "We've put plans in place to deal with a number of potential eventualities, ensuring that our services are still able to provide the necessary support whilst reducing the spread of the illness. Any residents who have coronavirus or display symptoms of it will self-isolate. Communal areas will be deep cleaned and the refuge will be temporarily unable to accept new referrals. We would look at alternative accommodation options for any new referrals." For advice, call Dawn's New Horizon on 08444843140 or 07854044680, or you can email dawnsnewhorizon@yahoo.com. You can call Leeway on 0300 561 0077 or visit www.leewaysupport.org or visit www.womensaid.org.uk. Norfolk distilleries are gearing up to start producing hand sanitizer to help combat the coronavirus. Distilleries are well placed for production, with access to the high percentage alcohol ingredients which are needed in sanitizer. Norwich's Bullards will begin producing sanitizer from today, with Chairman Russell Evans saying, "We've got plenty of alcohol here, so we're going to be ordering in the extra ingredients we need and then start work tomorrow. We'll be working with existing supply channels to get it out there. We know suppliers are already struggling with stock and there's no point us retailing it ourselves. People aren't going to be coming to Crystal House to buy sanitizer if they've been told to stay indoors." Over the weekend, the luxury goods group LVMH announced that it would start producing hand sanitizer at three of its perfume and cosmetics factory in France to help the country's hospitals. The English whiskey company in Rowdham is already producing sanitizer to be used on the premises. The director, Andrew Nelstrop, said, "The problem we have is that the alcohol duty to sell sanitizer off-site is so high that whatever we produced would be exceedingly expensive to buy, even just to cover costs. I'd welcome a change to legislation that would change this to allow us to produce sanitizer at a reasonable price." He was echoed by Steph Brown of Wild Night Distillery, who said, "We would never want to profit from the coronavirus. We'd just need to cover our costs. The area we'd need to overcome is the duty paid on the spirit, so it's something we would need to take advice from the government on." Peter Allingham, the co-founder of Archangel Gin in Fakenham, said, "It's something I would absolutely do, but I don't know where to start. I've read the warnings about trying to produce your own sanitizer at home, which is why I'm cautious about doing it correctly. But if there are other distilleries in the area who would share their knowledge, I'd be very keen to get involved." And he added, of course we'd sell it at a price which only covers the cost of production. We're all in it together, and we need to all just do what we can to help. And a Norwich company could be at the forefront of coronavirus diagnosis as it works to develop a home test kit. Iceni Diagnostics, which is based at the Norwich Research Park, has previously created kits which can identify influenza, equine flu and norovirus. Now the company has said it's focusing all its energy on creating a kit which can give users a yes or no answer on whether they have the flu or the coronavirus. The company uses sugar recognition in its tests instead of viral genetic codes, which are used in most laboratory tests. This means that the test will be able to accurately identify the coronavirus even if it mutates. Dr. Berwin Clark is the chairman of the company, and he said, "We have a number of prototypes which successfully identify other types of flu. We've got the technology, so clearly we're focusing all of our efforts on now angling it at the coronavirus." Dr. Clark said the test could take up to 6 months to develop. He said, "We're currently raising funds of between £1 and £2 million for development. We're a team of eight, but this would allow us to get more hands on deck. We'd like to raise the funds from a range of sources, and that is going well. We've had interest internationally from people who are extremely keen for this to get going. The test would look like a pregnancy test, with users putting their saliva on the end of the stick. Within 20 minutes, the test would tell you whether you have the coronavirus influenza or not." Dr. Clark said, "This could change it all. At the moment, what people, and particularly NHS staff, are struggling with is whether or not they are carrying it, or if they do have symptoms, whether it's for the coronavirus or something else. This would allow people to potentially do it at home. Currently, the tests are expensive and take quite a while to come back, which hopefully this would solve." Dr. Clark added that Iceni Diagnostics is in conversation with both the Medical Research Council and Public Health England about the research. He said, "We'll be looking at special dispensation if we're told we're not allowed to come onto the site, so that we can continue to work on this. We usually say it takes about 6 months to get this sort of prototype launched, and that's with a good headwind. We're hoping that we may be able to speed this up if we can bring on more people and find a way for the team all to work on it." Scammers targeted an elderly man in Norfolk, claiming that they were helping people through the coronavirus outbreak. The man was contacted by a cold caller claiming to be from Southern Electric. The caller said that they would visit the resident's home at midday, and in exchange for a cash payment of £520, a credit of £5,000 would be put onto the resident's electricity bill as part of us helping people through the coronavirus outbreak. The incident on Tuesday, March the 17th, prompted Norfolk Trading Standards to issue advice. It said on its Facebook page, "If you receive this or a similar call, our advice is do not give or confirm any details and just hang up. Never hand over large cash payments or purchase gift cards to access larger amounts in return for refunds." A spokesman for Norfolk Police said, "We would always advise people not to give out personal details over the phone." You can report suspicious telephone cold calls to the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on the free phone number 0808 223 1133. Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. So it's goodbye from me, Alison Aplin. Robin Quine is now going to take over with Information Desk, which will include a special message from Vision Norfolk and some stories and letters that are not linked to the virus outbreak.